results of the last election will mean a major shift in Covington. Voters there approved a proposal to change the city's form of government, moving from a city manager structure to a major council, a mayor council form of government. So what's next? This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about the work ahead to make these changes and what it will mean for the city is Covington Mayor-elect Ron Washington. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be talking about our city on your show.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. Let's talk first about what's going to change. Covington has had a city manager form of government for a while now. Explain how that's worked.
Okay. So currently, the city of Covington has a city manager form of government. Basically, what that is the city manager runs day-to-day operations of the city. The way he does that, or she does that, is through the orders and the ordinances of the city commission. Covington has a board of commissioners, which is 4 elected commissioners and an elected mayor. The mayor participates in the vote. So basically, we give instructions to the city manager and direct him how to run the city day to day. There's such a thing as a strong city manager form, too. This is not a strong city manager form. The city manager really relies on coordination with the city commission. And, a citizens group came forward and thought that this should be changed. And when it was brought to me, I thought it should also be changed because basically it puts more control and responsibilities into the hands of elected official.
Mm-hmm. So under this current system, the mayor and the city commission are basically kind of a group of bosses for the city administrator. That's how it works currently?
That's correct. So it's 4 commissioners, 1 mayor. The mayor runs the meetings by law. He also signs documents, and he does that with our permission, with the board of commissioners' permission. I'm currently a city commissioner. So that's how it is. But the city manager one time described it this way. It's like driving down the street and at any time, one of the board of commissioners can take the wheel from you.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Pretty scary.
Yeah.
And that's, we've got good relationships with our staff, so that's not an issue. But at the end of the day, there's less accountability under this system.
Well, that's a good point, because what do you think have been the challenges about the city manager form that Covington's had? In your opinion, what have been the biggest challenges of that system?
The important things getting lost in the weeds. So a constituent will, come to us like they do, and we may feel it's very important. So we have to gather 2 other votes, make it 3, and then we have to direct the city commission at a meeting that takes place once a week, and to get on the agenda, that could take 2 to 4 weeks, depending on where you're at, to direct our management team to take a look and make an evaluation and to address that issue. Now, of course, that management team has to prioritize that with all the other things that are going on. That management team also may not feel that it is as an urgent matter as the elected representatives. So items get lost in the weeds. So when the constituent, the citizen, the taxpayer, our bosses, come to us, we can play a game of it's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Hide the ball. We could say we didn't get the votes. We can say the management team hasn't performed like we want to. And another thing is our city, as you know, is a very busy place. So by the time that the elected representatives might figure out that this has not been made a priority of the management team, a lot of time has passed.
Mm.
So with the new system, the mayor will run day-to-day operations. He's elected by the citizens. And he's going to have an honest conversations with the citizens. Can this be done? And this is what it's going to take, or it can't. It takes out the middleman.
Kind of sounds like it's a matter of where the buck stops.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking with Covington Mayor-elect Ron Washington about the changes ahead for his city's form of government. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Now, you mentioned that a Covington business owner came forward and said, hey, we think this system needs to change. You supported that plan to change the city's form of government, and a majority of Covington voters obviously supported it too, because it passed in November. Talk about some of the ways you think this system will be better for the city.
Well, I touched on it a little bit already about the accountability piece. But, you know, my job as an elected official is to know what's happening on the ground and to be working with our citizens every day and to kind of feel what they're feeling. So when you do that, you're automatically in touch with them. You know, I live in a city, you know, my neighbors are my bosses, so I know what's going on in the city. So that's one thing that, you know, the responsiveness will be very quick. Let me give you an example. Before this program this morning, I'm answering emails from, you know, our neighbors that are concerned about the traffic jams that are occurring in our city because of the recent fire on the bridge. It's backing up traffic. So I'm having one-to-one conversations with these people, my bosses, my constituents, my voters, my neighbors, and explaining to them, you know, what we're doing, how we're doing it, and things like that. And I'm talking with staff, and I'm able to direct that information right away. Now, because the form of government changed, it will actually give me the authority to do it. Now it's like, hopefully staff will respond to me in a prompt way. And it's a lot of, wishful thinking that they will operate that way. And we have a wonderful staff. And it's helpful to them that they will answer to one person now and not multiple people. They will know the mission and they will follow the mission. And, you know, Covington is blessed with the professionals that head our departments. They really are. They're very, very qualified people. And now this will give them a breath of fresh air, because I think candidly they'll tell you that the city manager system, it's not the best, because they could be answering to five different people.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned the bridge, and I live in Covington, as do you, and that has been a big headache for anybody who lives south of the river, even if you're not in Campbell County, where that Daniel Carter Beard Bridge leaves. What can the city of Covington do about that? I mean, you certainly don't own the bridge.
No, so we don't own the bridge. But this is the thing that we have to do, and we have to do more of it. Even though we may not control something, we have to be advocates. We have to pick up the phone. We have to advocate for our neighborhoods and our residents and our businesses. And this is a case in point. So in a particular neighborhood, the Licking Riverside neighborhood, the traffic is backing up hours. They're coming off the suspension. They're cutting up 3rd Street. They're trying to get on the 4th Street through Garrett, and it's just backing everything up. So the transportation cabinet's been very good. They replaced a lot of traffic lights in our city. It was already on the books. They moved that up. And now the adjustment has to be done. The adjustment is through computerization, how long are cars staying in the intersection? So they're going to be tweaking those. And I was just on the phone with our traffic people with the police department. And, you know, transportation cabinet's working on tweaking the light at 4th and Garrett, for instance. Mm-hmm. So it's an ongoing thing. So we have to be advocates.
And I guess when you've got one mayor who's got a stronger voice, that makes it a little easier to do that, huh?
It does. And this is the other thing, is people that want to do business with our city and other government officials, they recognize our system of government. They know that the mayor is a part of a group of people. Whereas with the mayor council form, you do have the authority to talk on behalf of the city. So when you walk into a meeting, you are representing Covington. And you are at the table. And it's not like I got to go back and I got to keep checking. The city council will have a very, very important role. They'll control the money. They'll control the mission. And they will every year set out the mission and control the money. And they will be taking on what's the future of our city and how they want the mayor to carry it out. So it's very important role also. But it also gives that mayor at the seat at the table with the people that he needs to be talking to.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what's next with the change. Does the current city commission, you mentioned that you're currently a city commissioner, you were elected mayor, so you'll take office and be mayor. But does the current city commission and the outgoing mayor, Joe Meyer, do you all have a say in kind of what happens next? Or will the work on changing the form of government start when you become mayor and the city commission is sworn in for the next term?
All of the above. So just last night, we had the final reading of a commissioner's ordinance, and establishing a transition committee for changing to the mayor council form. So that was under the commission form of government that we did that, and that was passed. So the interesting thing is This committee will start next January, which also is under the commission form of government. The mayor council form of government doesn't start for 2 years. So this committee will be made of interested parties, mostly citizens of Covington, but we'll have expert advice on there. And all the city commissioners will also be members of the committee, non-voting members. And this committee will make recommendations on the best way to make the transition happen. But it won't happen for 2 years. So the city commissioners will be very involved in the process of changing over to the mayor council. And all the city commissioners supported this change, by the way. Even we've got two spots open. I'm vacating one. And Mr. Steve Hayden, he did not run for office. He was appointed. And he'll also be vacating office. So we got two new commissioners, and everybody's on the same page that they want to switch to the mayor council.
And you mentioned this will take 2 years. So does that mean this committee works, and I imagine you'll have public meetings, especially if you've got all the commissioners on there, will work over those 2 years to take citizen input and decide what kinds of decisions do you have to make? You have to decide how big the council's even going to be, right?
That's correct. So the committee, the order says the committee will be 9 people chaired by the mayor. The committee has some specific responsibilities. Number one, it has to recommend the number of council seats to the Board of Commissioners, and we need to get that over to the clerk. I believe it's by October of this year, the county clerk, so she knows on the ballot how many people will be running for office and the citizens. And they also have to set the rate of pay for the city council people and the mayor, so the committee will be responsible for this. Now, it's interesting, in the Kentucky statutes, there's not too much guidance. It basically says, if you want to change the form of government, this is what you need to do. And also, by the way, you need to have the number of people that are going to be council members to the clerk by this date. Other than that, it's opened up. So I envision that the committee will study best practices of other cities that have switched to mayor council. That cities that hire mayor council, what are best practices? What's the best way to go about this? And what's the government, should the government look like? That's what I see. Citizen input, absolutely. We don't do anything in secret. All the meetings will be public. They'll be known when they're going to be. The rules of the committee, because the committee has not been formed yet, have not been made. My suggestion is that we're going to have, you know, public comment during the meetings. So we'll get all that established. We're open book. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, you know, we need to take directions from our citizens, and this is what we will do.
And so it'll be October of 2025 that you'll have to know how many council members you're going to have and get that over to the clerk?
That's correct.
Okay.
By October 2025, by October 17th, we'll have to have that over to the clerk, the number of people. We should be able to do that, I believe, relatively quickly. So it'll probably be way before that of how many people.
Okay.
And it could be from the number from 6 to 12.
Wow, a lot of variation there.
A lot of variation. So the committee needs to look at that and see what's most efficient.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to continue our conversation after a short break, and later in the program, we'll discuss a new art exhibition in downtown Cincinnati that explores dreams, division, and the divine in ceramics. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about what's next now that Covington voters have approved a change to the city's form of government. My guest is Covington Mayor-elect Ron Washington. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email talk at wvxu.org. You mentioned before the break that you feel like Covington's really blessed with the department heads of the city. Are you expecting any significant staff changes with this change? I know change can be unsettling sometimes, even a change that a lot of people think is a good idea. Are you expecting any big changes there?
I really don't, other than that what would naturally occur with people in their lives. Mm-hmm. There's no, hidden agenda to remove a bunch of people. You know, my management style is, by the way, the government still hasn't changed for 2 years.
Right.
But my management style is that through empowerment, you empower the directors to do their job, and you're there to assist them to deliver. But we always have to remember who we work for and who I work for. I don't work for anybody in City Hall. I work for everybody outside of City Hall. And that's what's important. And we always need to keep that in mind and always zero in on that if we're losing our place.
Some people, we've talked about this as the mayor council form of government. Sure. Some people refer to it as a strong mayor form of government. And that'll make you the first strong mayor when it takes effect, at least under this current system. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, at first it seems pretty scary, doesn't it? He's this strong mayor, and for your listeners that can't see me, I do stand 6'7", and so I'm a big guy, and so that's probably even scarier. But in reality, this is the most common form of local government in the state of Kentucky. Just in Northern Kentucky alone, you look at City of Florence has it, Erlanger has it, Independence has it, Fort Mitchell. It's the most common government in Kenton County. You know, people that look at this say, well, the mayor can just go in and fire everybody he wants to. Well, that's not true. We have unions in our city. We have contracts with employees. The biggest majority of our workforce is approximately 400 people. About 300 of them, give or take, are under union contracts. You can't just go in and fire people. Also, under the Kentucky law, there are several positions that like the police chief and fire chief that are protected position. And this is the thing about it. So if a mayor goes in and he starts firing people, it's up to the council to provide money for those positions. So the council could just pull back on him and said, yeah, you can go and fire. You're not going to hire anybody because we're not going to give you the money for it. That's not about my heart about doing that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I think some people, when they hear those words, strong mayor, they think historically, like especially in Cincinnati, you know, decades ago, there was the strong mayor and Boss Cox, and people hear about that. How do you respond to some of those kind of concerns that, oh, what it was like, you know, a long time ago, and what people think about or maybe bringing to the form of government now?
Sure. Well, also my background, as people may or may not know, is I'm a law enforcement guy. I'm a retired law enforcement officer. So when I think of those eras, I think you go back over the corruption. Why did we have this corruption? A lot of that corruption was because someone wanted to have a bar open late at night and have different things in the city that weren't permitted. We have very strong zoning laws. Everything's in the open now. You're not going to be able to plop something down in the middle of a neighborhood without people knowing about it and by not going through checks and balances. So we have checks and balances throughout our system. But one thing I will say is that, we've had issues in our city under the city manager form of government. We've had a large theft where we had to send a person to prison. And that was under the city management form of government. As a former police officer, retired police officer, I can tell you it comes down to character. At the end of the day, if someone wants to do wrong, they're going to do it. And probably at the end of the day, they're going to get caught. So that's the way I look at it. Just very, very simple.
Yeah. Well, and you've made clear, you know, you're the mayor-elect. When you take office, the new form of government will not be in effect
That's
yet.
Correct.
But you will become the first strong mayor in this system. Does it feel like a big responsibility?
You know, being in elected office feels like a big responsibility. And this is why, because I was the kid that grew up in the neighborhood. So I was the kid that grew up in the neighborhood. And I get communication all the time from our residents through, all forms, from when I volunteer at the high school to people walking up to me on the street. It's a big responsibility when you actually know people and their families and they're hurting and they're suffering and they want you to do something about it. So this will add to that. That's the responsibility I feel. I've already, that weight is coming. I see that. I see it in people's eyes. I was in a restaurant, and also your audience can't see, but I'm African American. And an elderly African American man, I was at Anchor Grill, walks up to me and clasps my hands, and he says, "I understand you're going to be the mayor." And I just look in his eyes, it was hope and unbelievable and all of those things. And I was almost speechless because I could feel the weight of that conversation. We've got a very good city with a lot of good people. But yes, being a public servant, there's much weight and responsibility.
Yeah. And at 6'7", people, you're easy to spot, right?
Yeah, there's no hiding for me. There's no hiding.
That's right. Well, we were talking about this a little bit before the show. There's so much happening in Covington right now. There's the old IRS building site, the Central Riverfront site that's being developed into a whole neighborhood near the riverfront. A new city hall is going to be under construction. What are your hopes and dreams for the city's future?
A land of cranes, you know, a building, but not what people may think. CCR, as we call it, the former IRS site, it's going very well. There's a lot of interest in our site. The economic development team's done wonders with it. City's building the infrastructure there. A lot of good things happening there. But we have to address the disconnect between the rest of our city. The people in the rest of our city, I call it south of 12th Street. It's throughout neighborhoods, throughout Covington. They don't understand what the big deal is, how that affects their lives daily. Only thing they know is they drive down the street and they hit a pothole. Now, I will say most of those potholes are on state routes. And I look forward to having a meaningful conversation with the state of Kentucky how to prove that things. But, you know, a lot of our citizens, they have people that are staying on their couches, on their basements, living there, and they are participating in our society. They're working. And, you know, Covington's known for its culinary. We have a lot of restaurants. Well, a lot of those workers have a right to have decent housing. And I'm committed within our budget to try to address that, to do everything that we can. I've already had several staff meetings with our team saying, can we put fresh eyes on this? What can we do? We don't expect the federal government to ride in on a white horse. So what can we do within our tax structure? And I look forward also to working with other governmental partners to address some of those things.
Yeah. And you're talking there about affordable housing, which is an issue. Quality affordable housing is an issue throughout the region, throughout the country, really. That sounds like a priority for you. What are some of your other priorities going to be as mayor? I imagine you've been thinking about that a while.
Oh, have been thinking about it. And, you know, it's not the really sexy stuff that people might think it is. You know, we have to address our infrastructure, our sidewalks. You know, some of our sidewalks need to be addressed. So we need to explain to our community who's responsible for that. And they're going to be a little surprised, but it is the homeowners. It's the homeowners and businesses that are responsible for that. So what can we do as a city? Can we meet them halfway? Can we spread out a payment or whatever? But if people are being injured on our sidewalks, you know, we have to address that. So those are some things. We have to address South Covington. We have to address Latonia. There's a lot of hope in Latonia, a lot of good people in Latonia, and we want to understand them and meet them where they are to find out what we can do.
Well, this has been such a pleasure. I've been talking with Covington Mayor-elect Ron Washington. Thank you so much for your time today, and congratulations on your election.
Thank you. Thank you.
Up next, we're going to discuss a new art exhibition in downtown Cincinnati that explores the dreams, division, and the divine in ceramics. This is Cincinnati Edition.